So it wouldn't have mattered until it happened, because nobody knew it happened until well after it happened. But apparently a huge asteroid just barely missed the Earth on Sunday. No one saw it coming. It's the closest miss in recorded history now. And some people, I guess, were saying that it was relatively close to hitting the moon as well. So, I mean, what I guess this is a little worrisome, given that it was the closest miss in recorded history. So, I guess, what are your thoughts on that? And then also, just sort of maybe what would have happened if it had have hit the moon, because that's a viable target as well.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, people are often surprised at how many of these things there are floating out there. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to things that are about 100 meters, like the size of a football field, we really don't know a whole lot about where these things are and where they're coming from. So we're probably missing at least 70 to 80% of these. So every time we hear about one going by, yeah, no big surprise. We don't know. The good thing is we're going to be building telescopes that actually will find some of these things by around 2022. The Large Synoptic Survey Telescope will come online, and that will start surveying the sky more frequently and find a lot more of these objects. So the really big ones, like things that would be really bad for the planet, we know about those pretty much. We think we probably know about 95% of those, and anything else we'll see quite early. But in terms of what kind of damage it can do, something that's the size of a football field, that's we're talking about the size of the Tunguska explosion in Russia that flattened a huge area of land about 110 kilometers across, all the trees just like basically knocked down. So if something like that hit the moon, the one thing you've got to remember is that the escape velocity for material is still pretty high. You've got to get material accelerated up to about over 2.5 kilometers a second to get it away from the moon. So even if it hit the moon, there's going to be a big explosion on the moon, but most of that material is going to fall back down on the moon. So no need to worry about that. And the reality is the Earth's gravitational field is that much bigger. So most of the time when these things are being pulled towards either the Earth or the moon, most of the time they're being pulled towards the Earth anyway. So, you know, we're probably going to be most likely to get impacts.
All right, excellent. And for this next one here, I actually read it in a financial report, which I guess makes sense given the nature of what we're talking about here. But maybe you can tell us if the headline is as cheery as it sounds here. Apparently, Japan has found a semi-infinite deposit of rare earth minerals. They're suggesting enough to supply the world for centuries to come. It's in a small island chain off the east coast of Japan, relatively far off the east coast. It's not like it's just sitting right there, but apparently it's all just sort of sitting in the mud here. What do we know about this? Is this just a little bit of an over-optimistic view of discovery here, or is this a bit of a game changer?
Well, this is definitely a game changer for Japan. Absolutely. So Japan is in... This is definitely a game changer for Japan because they're struggling to get a number of rare earth metals, and they need them for building electronics and things like that. So they can either go to the US or they can go to China and so on. So for them, this is a huge, huge deal, right? And how big is the deposit? That's a really good question. So the estimates suggest, and they are just estimates, that in an area that they're looking at, there could be up to 16 million tons. Okay, how much is that really? That's several hundred years of supply for things like yttrium, europium, terbium, and so on, these rare earth elements that are so important in high technologies. Now, compared to other deposits, that's not as big as China's, but it doesn't really matter for Japan because at the end of the day, now they're in a situation where they have their own deposits. The challenge, of course, is actually getting these things, right? They're below something like 5,000 meters of ocean. It's not entirely clear how well they can extract these particular minerals out of the mud on the seafloor. That's what they're going to have to do. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But from a Japanese economic perspective, this is a big, big deal for them.
Are there a lot of these around the world, do you figure? Or, I mean, we talk about not knowing what's at the bottom of the ocean and sort of talk about how we know more about space than we do our own seas. Is that true as well of things like this, that we just simply don't know where these deposits can be found, or have we done a pretty good job of figuring out where most of this stuff is?
I don't really have a good answer to that question, if I'm completely honest. I would suspect that there are actually large areas that haven't been surveyed. I mean, particularly when you look at how big the ocean floors are. So, yeah. Seems quite likely that there are deposits floating around there. And who knows about just below the surface, right? with this particular set of deposits, we're talking about things that are essentially on the surface. If you go down even just 150, 200 meters, what might be there? Well, we haven't done much in terms of surveying for that. But there again, we probably don't want to do too much because this is important environment that we don't want to go disturbing too much.